And we're joined by tonight's Mark Hansen's Rex Chevrolet GMC of Otable, player of the game, Braxton Jensen, who's the winning pitcher in your varsity debut. I don't know if you could script it any better. Six innings, and then you go 3-for-3 at the plate, Braxton. Let's talk about your pitching first and foremost. What was your game plan tonight? What did Coach Knapp and the coaching staff, assistant Mark Eady, share with you, prepping you and preparing you for your first varsity start?
They told me to just come in easy and relax and just throw the ball.
Well, you throw the ball, and what you do is you throw strikes. 60 pitches tonight, 48 are strikes. You obviously had great command of the fastball, and that's where everything starts.
Yes, it does.
So what were you using besides that in your arsenal tonight?
I would use a curveball and my changeup.
And all three were working well, as your stat line in six innings, giving up the one unearned run on three hits, seven strikeouts. You hit two batters. Again, 60 pitches, and 48 of those were strikes. You know, you scrimmaged earlier in the season, and you just get out there and you're throwing strikes to these older guys. You know, we got a lot of seniors on this team. Did any of the seniors say anything to you before the ball game, any type of pep talk?
No, they didn't.
Well, what did you say to yourself? I mean, how did you calm the nerves? I mean, this, you seem pretty calm right now, but, man, that's the big stage out there.
I just came in easy, took a deep breath every time I threw the ball, and then that scoreboard, the score sheet told
you. Yeah, 10-1, the score, you notched the win. What about at the plate now? Hitting in the number 9 spot, you go 3-for-3. Tell me about your plate appearances.
Also, I just go very relaxed and just take a nice easy cut, nothing too much, take it up the middle.
Well, Braxton, congratulations on being our player of the game tonight. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Braxton Jensen will hand the headset over to his head coach, Michael Knapp, whose team improves to 3-2, and Pocahontas area falls to 0-2 on the season. I mean, Coach Knapp, let's get that mic just a little bit closer to you right there so we can hear you loud and proud. Perfect. Did you anticipate this? Any idea that Braxton would come out and do what he did?
Yeah, he was awesome. I had really no expectations or, ideas of how this would go. You know, it's hard for everybody stepping in there, especially on the mound, home opener, big crowd tonight. So it wasn't easy for him, but super proud of him. He did great. And like you mentioned, all the scrimmages last year, he has a good track record of throwing a ton of strikes, and we felt confident in him throwing him out here tonight.
Yeah, you told me beforehand you wanted to keep him under 65 pitches with four more games yet in the week, and Edgar wasn't too bad either in the seventh.
Yeah, he's turned it into our super reliable reliever. Like you said, a lot of games this week kept him under the pitch count too, so he can relieve tomorrow or Friday or Saturday if we need. And it's nice to have that left-handed option out of the bullpen. He does a nice job.
So you score 10 runs. You had 12 hits in my book. You strand 10 runners. But, boy, you were really tough on the opponent pitchers. They used four pitchers tonight. Talk about your offensive effort.
Yeah. We know we have a ton of talent in our lineup, 1-9. And I think our big message this year has just been quality at bats, you know, taking our walks, hit by pitches, seeing at least 7 pitches at the plate or a hard line drive. That's our goal at the plate, and it's really nice to see those numbers we did tonight, 10 runs, 12 hits, and a lot of runners left on base means we're doing a lot of those quality at-bats, which is great to see.
Jensen from the number 9 spot. Boy, you've had great production from that number 9 spot all season. He was 3-for-3. Carson Lohman continues to tear the cover off the ball, 2-for-4 with a ribby. Edgar, 2-for-4, had an inside-the-park 2-run homer. Hunter DeMay from the leadoff spot, 2 more hits for him. And you bring on Lamarz Galen. Last year, 1-0. And what's the pitching plan for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going with Charlie DeVerkson. He changes speeds really well. That's what you got to do against those guys. I believe they're still ranked number 8 in 1A, so it'll be a huge test for us for sure. They're really good at putting the ball in play with 2 strikes, so we're going to have to rely on our defense and our infielders to really be focused and prepared going into that game. But should be a good one. Two good teams, and we're excited for it.
And your JV had to be excited getting their first win.
Yeah, they've been working hard, have ran into some tough luck with some games and some tight ones, but it was good to get that first one out of the way, and hopefully they can ride this streak and pick up a couple more the rest of this week.